At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Golf Club, the Purple Heart Foundation charity golf tournament just kicking off now. The boys are getting their instructions, and B, that's got to be double stacked with that amount of carts, right? They got 1 through 18 doubled up, you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if every hole is going to be double, but
maybe some fives. Will
be, yeah.
Maybe some threes, rather. That should be fun, man. Now, our buddy Ben Standing is going to join us at 12:30, but right now, Jeff Walker said he was going to demonstrate his golf swing. I've given him a training tool here. It's a Jeff, I'm going to put you on the stream, buddy. Go show him what I told you. So Jeff has one of my daughter's clubs. It says Shelby Finley on the club. is that really a secret, dog? So Jeff is going to go, what do you figure that is, B, 3 feet?
What?
The club.
It ain't that low.
2.5? Yeah. Jeff, go show us your best child's 8-iron swing. Can you see the video? Maybe I'll take video in case the stream craps out.
That's about how he plays anyway.
And he missed.
He missed the ball.
A swing and a miss. Steve Reich won. All right, Jeffrey, let's see it. Jeff's back. All right. Dude, what I told you is work on keeping your elbows tight with it.
Shelby's better than that.
Shelby can hit it. She just doesn't focus on putting. Sound like somebody you know?
Yeah.
All right, one more, Jeff. Well, you look incredibly dumb. Yo, you kind of that. All right, well, maybe put it back. You can hit a regular club if you prefer. Leadville, are you excited to see the video of Jeff swinging with a child's club?
He's a fool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop it in the thread here now. I'll let you guys post it. It's funny as we get into this, these golf tournaments, this is like peak golf tournament season.
Yeah.
And they raise a ton of money. Obviously, Purple Heart does a lot of good stuff. Yeah. We just heard some of those speeches about the work they do that's clearly important stuff. I kind of wanted to lay out a few of my reasons, though, when this Jaden conversation inevitably happens, right? And specifically the conversation about Jaden – the league has film on him. Jeff just swung and missed again, this time with a full-size adult club. I think two things. I don't think any comparisons between Jaden and Robert hold any water. But that said, the last two quarterbacks in Washington that were offensive rookies of the year were Jaden and Robert.
Yeah.
And I think very much with Robert, there was an element – I don't want to be unfair the way I say this. I don't want to say gimmicky, but when Robert came into the league and they had that level of success right away,
yeah,
they were running read option.
Yeah.
And that really wasn't done on that level in years. Yeah. Like, that was a new thing to the league. Mm-hmm. And Robert ran it really well, and then when Kaepernick started – maybe halfway through the season when Cap became the starter in San Fran, he ran it really well. But that was introducing something new to the NFL that the defenses had to kind of catch up to.
True.
And over time, they did.
It did.
That's why You still see elements of it, but there's not read option offenses like there were in that 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
Jaden is not that. Jaden is not dependent on a relatively new – Jaden is a pure pocket passer that just happens to be able to run.
Yeah, totally.
And so the – now what
– The thing about it, just like they said, Jaden, they have film on Jaden. Jaden has film on them too. And Jaden has film in the virtual reality machine. And Jaden is a guy who evolves. And I think that's the thing about Cliff. This offense evolved over the year. It didn't stay the same as it was early on. And I don't think it's going to be the same this year as it was last year. You're going to have a lot of similar elements, but there's going to be some extra stuff in there. And they're going to be looking for people to try and stop things. I say it all the time. You not only have to study the other guys you're playing against, you have to study yourself and find out what tendencies you give off. And I'm sure Cliff has seen what people wanted to stop. And I truly believe that Cliff is going to be coming out with the same personnel grouping, same formation, totally different play. Have people ready for something and do something totally different because his quarterback can handle it.
Another step of this, I think, B, and I'm curious if you agree with me. Last year, I think OG Bobby Johnson, I think Cliff, I think Brian Johnson, who was the passing game coordinator, I think Anthony Lynn, I think the staff deserved a lot of credit for scheming up protection for Jaden that involved a lot of tight ends and a lot of running backs. Mm-hmm. I think they needed to do that to give him enough time, right?
Yeah.
I think this year, by the time we get to week one, what I think is going to happen, you're going to have Laremy Tunsil at left tackle.
Yeah.
He's a 5-time Pro Bowl veteran.
Yeah.
I don't think Cliff and OG are going to be convinced they have to not that you don't ever give Tunsil help, but part of the reason you go get Tunsil is you are able to leave him on that island, on the edge.
Yeah, go handle him.
A lot more.
Yeah.
I think Connerly is a dude that Cliff Kingsbury left a note in Adam Peters' office to please draft.
Yes.
Like, he's probably going to play right tackle. He has played left. He's probably going to play right. But maybe it'll take a little bit of time as a rookie. But I think eventually they expect their edges, their two tackles, to be able to protect on their own.
Yeah.
And maybe it's right away.
Totally.
What in turn, Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, maybe it's Bates, maybe it's Sennett, maybe it's Bill Kroski-Morrett, whoever it is, like, you will have more options on more pass plays.
Totally.
And some of those might just be little stuff underneath. You're also going to have a fellow by the name of Deebo Samuel running crossers.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear the, oh, man, sophomore slump regression, personally, I think there's better chances it goes the other way than that way.
Listen, man, I guarantee you if you go back and you look at quarterbacks or other positions, the percentage is way higher where guys take a step forward than a guy's taking a step back in the NFL. I'll put money on that because your second year you move, you normally know what you're doing now. The first year, you're trying to learn on-the-job training. Second year, you know it, and you just react to things. I hear people saying that sophomore slump thing. You know when they say that? When a guy steps in and have an unbelievable year, they say sophomore slump. But they never, ever look at the guys that had an okay year, and he takes that step forward. You see what I'm saying? So that sophomore slump thing is just something that we put out there to try to downplay or to bring down somebody that's had an exceptional year. And it doesn't always hit.
For me, it's also, Brian, like when we have seen, I mean, reality, in the last 15 years, Washington has three players that have won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Robert, Chase Young, and Jaden.
Yeah.
There were work ethic film study questions with Robert and Chase.
Totally.
None of that exists with Jaden.
Totally.
Dude is a football terminator. See, that's all he's focused on.
That's what I'm saying, Jay. People probably already know that they have those differences, but they're not ever giving him credit for that. They only want to knock him based off of what someone else did. They don't look at him and what he does. They just look at what somebody else does, which makes no sense to me.
Totally.
You know, it's like Jaden has shown that he is a guy who's going to put all the work he needs to put in to have success. Those other guys showed that they were satisfied with the little success they had early. And that's how that's how their careers went.
I mean, I think with Jaden, man, he puts the work in. He doesn't turn it over. I do wonder, say Kingsbury had taken the Jets job or the Saints job or something. Say he took three of his top offensive coaches with him. Like, there would be an avenue to me singing a different tune on this topic. Yeah. But the way things are built and currently constituted, it's the same. Like, all you're doing is perfecting things.
Yeah. Even in that situation, Jay, I would probably tell you it would have been even – he would have come in because if somebody else had stepped in and then they were running the offense and they made adjustments – I believe Jaden is good enough and equipped enough to be able to take that and be ready to go because he puts the work in. And then all of a sudden people would have been looking for last year and they would have saw something different and he would have confused the hell out of them. I believe now, as you've stated many times, he's just going to hit the ground running, which is going to make it trouble for other people because now he may understand how to set up some stuff, have the look or point just to make you think the same thing is going to happen that was happening last year, and they do something totally different.
So Warren Sharp has this stat he tweeted out this morning, and this is pretty damn bananas, kind of like those two swings Jeff just had that went dead right and hit the other tee box.
Some of them were awful.
Yeah. percent, listen to me, B, listen to this. Percent of drives ending in a punt or a turnover. I would guess the league average for drives that end in a punt or a turnover is about half, about 50%. I don't know.
It's probably more than that.
Okay, so the Browns led the league in drives ending in a punt or a turnover.
How many was it?
70%.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. That also means you turn the ball over way too much. And there's a trend here that these are bad teams. So the Browns were 70%. The Titans and the Giants, 62% of their drives ended mm-hmm. in punts or turnovers. I don't think there's a coincidence that those three teams had the top three picks in the NFL draft.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, for everybody that's telling me how good the Bears are going to be, the Bears, 61% of their drives ended in a punt or a turnover. Mm-hmm. And the turnover is not just on the quarterback. Could be a fumble.
No, but they get bad situations on first down.
Sure. You have Carolina, Jacksonville, New England, the Saints, the Seahawks, the Colts, the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Jets, and the Broncos all between 59 and 54%.
Mm-hmm.
Drop down a tier. The Texans, the Dolphins, the Rams and the Steelers all at 50% or above. So you only have about a third of the league that's sub 50%. Now we're starting to see some decent offenses here. Packers, Falcons, Bengals, Niners, 45% of their drives at punt or turnover. I tell you what, I bet this is the highest it's been for the Chiefs in a long time. 47% of their drives ended in a punt or a turnover. But you start to get to the teams that did really well in this statistic. I don't know that it's a surprise that all four of these teams were at least in the divisional round. The Eagles, Super Bowl champs, truly a dominant team last year. 41% of their drives ended in a punt or a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, 40% of their drives, punt or turnover. The Lions and the Bills tied at 39% of their drives ending in a punt or a turnover. And best in the NFL, the Commanders at 38%. punter.
That right there, that says a lot. That says a hell of a lot. Because what happens is, you know, I know when I would return, they would always say, if you give the ball back to the offense, that is a successful return. So if it's 2 yards, it's a successful return. But if you muff it or you run it and you fumble it, it's awful.
Totally.
So my whole goal was always to hand the ball to the offense. You found out now that Jaden's goal is we're going to get this thing in the end zone for the most part. If not, we're not turning it over. Well, if I have to, we'll punt it because we got a guy in Tress Way who could change the field. But we're not turning the ball over. And a lack of turnovers helps you even more. Punting the ball gives you a chance because you can pin people back. Turn it over. Let's say you're on the 20 coming out of your zone. You fumble it. Boom. What if Tress get a chance to kick it? Tress could kick that thing to the other 15, 25. It can help you out. So they not only play, he not only is a good player, he makes the right decisions. You know, he plays football with his head more than other people do.
I totally agree with that. I'd also add, you've got to give Dan Quinn, Dave Gardy, the offensive staff. This staff has decided to be aggressive on fourth downs.
Yeah.
I mean, they go for it a lot. And by and large, they convert. That's a huge part of this statistic is a mindset to go for it on fourth down. I mean, Washington attempted, they were 20 of 23 on fourth down in the regular season. Like that
is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, and it shows a will. Now, I'd argue a lot of the NFL has changed where teams used to be really, really reluctant to go for it on fourth down, and now more and more teams are going.
Well, the rules stipulate you should because you got so many things that happen in favor of the offense.
Sure.
So you try it out, especially when it's short.
I just – to me, it's that is a massive – a stat that really shows the story for the Commanders, mm-hmm. and I don't see that changing.
Like, I don't either.
Like if you want to tell me sophomore slump regression is coming, cool. Tell me why. And I feel like there's just ample evidence to show you why not.
Yeah.
Like, do you think Dan Quinn on 4th and 4 next year is just going to be like, nah, let's punt?
Nope.
It'd be antithetical to what
he's
been.
If he does, it's going to be something that the you know analytics tell him that this is the right thing to do right now, and maybe he may go against that anyway, because he had so much success with it.
Right.
I think Jaden on the edge,
that right
side, is the most horrifying thing for any defensive back or linebacker to see. You can't make the right decision. You attack him, dump. You back off, he runs it. Hell, you back off, he may start the run, stop at the line, and still hit you over the top.
Jaden's ability with his legs makes it incredibly difficult for teams just to play man in the secondary.
True.
Because you got a corner running backwards and Jaden sees it, he's just going to run.
Yeah. They don't, it's there are too many things that point towards him not regressing that you can't just go along with that. And as I've already stated, the majority of guys take a step forward anyway.
He strikes me as a dude that only moves forward. Ben Stadick from The Athletic will join us next.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live at the Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament out here at 1757 in Ashburn, Virginia. One dude I usually see in Ashburn, but I haven't seen him yet today, is Ben Standing from The Athletic. Does a great job covering the Commanders. What's up, Benny? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Am I missing something? Am I supposed to be out in Ashburn? Now you're making me nervous.
Yeah, man. They had this great thing today. They had food, they had a practice, and everything.
Dan Quinn was here. Daron Payne, Joe Theismann, John Riggins. It was a cool little avail. You didn't get the email?
Oh, apparently I did not. So that's a huge bummer. But all right, you know.
Yeah, we didn't get it either.
The only thing we're watching now is Jeff Walker hit dead shanks.
Jeff is horrible.
On a driving range. So you're not missing much, unless you'd like to see some bad golf. Then come on over.
I can see that on my own.
Left hand up though, I am hitting the hosel right now, which is
a hosel rocket.
It's an awful feeling. Benny. B-Mitch and I have been having this conversation. Where do you land on the possible sophomore slump for Jaden? Because Brian and I don't buy it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think general, like I'm somebody who's I ride behind the overall enthusiasm that people have in general for athletes that, oh my God, this person, just because they had one good year, they're going to be the best thing, or they're going to be a perennial all-star or whatever. And I'm generally a little more skeptical. I need to see more. Not in this case. I would be stunned if Jaden Daniels has a sophomore slump. I mean, it doesn't mean he's going to be, you know, the best quarterback in the league by the end of the year or anything like that. But his ability, his even keelness, the ability to never get too high or too low, I think is just such an important factor. It seems like he had an off season where he focused on work and you know, didn't let all the attention get to his head. And, you know, on the field last year, what was there to really criticize? I'm sure there are certain aspects he and Cliff Kingsbury will work on, maybe, you know, throwing the certain parts of the field with a little more consistency, you know, recognizing when he needs to, throw the ball away, when there's pass rush coming, whatever. But, like, it's relatively minor stuff. I'd be floored if Jaden Daniels has any type of setback or you know, along those lines. And I'll be – if I'm wrong, so be it. But that last year was just so wildly impressive. And, again, not just the ability – on the field, but his demeanor, his attitude, you know, the work ethic, I would be surprised if he has a down year or doesn't meet last year's standards at least.
Ben, you've seen a lot of young guys come in here, come out, and leave. What is it, and what you just described, that's not normal. Why has it been so impressive? Because it's like the first time you see a young guy with that mindset. I mean, Terry was like that, but it's not at that quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this goes to me like beyond, you know, football, just in general in life. I, you know, people are have highs, they have lows, you know, they get cocky, they lose confidence, whatever it may be. And, you know, Jaden Daniels is young enough in life and in his career that, you know, who knows what's around the corner in terms of life. But based on what we saw, I mean, that is very, very unusual to be, you know, at that position, to be that mature. To be, you know, he's not an extrovert type of guy. He's a, you know, lead by example, but he connects with his teammates. From day one last year, we just heard how much he was being respected by the players, by the coaches, and that just continued, you know, all throughout the year. And, you know, look, when we talk about, like, what's going to be there, how are they going to be this year? What's their record going to be? You know, I think there's some questions. Like, they won, you know, five games in a row at the end of the year on the last play from scrimmage, right? That's abnormal. That's not going to happen again. But it's not surprising to me that it did, in the sense that Jaden Daniels was always ready for the moment. He never got rattled. He never lost his confidence. And that, you know, that if he's keeping that up, which again, I see no reason why he wouldn't, then, you know, that is so unusual. No matter who the quarterbacks are, there are ups and downs. We didn't see that. And again, this isn't just a guy who played in the regular season for a team that improved with like 500. He's in the playoffs. He won two road games. Detroit, you know, was a huge favorite. Washington went in there and, you know, kind of rolled offensively. So, yeah, I was, again, wildly impressed, and that is just very unusual to have that kind of demeanor and leadership qualities at that age.
Totally.
Totally, man. And zero, I mean, what can get a rookie going into a second year after a lot of success is if they back off how much they have to work. I also have zero thought that Jaden would possibly do that.
Have you seen him already?
Right.
I mean, and that's where I'm at, because, like, every year, and you know how I am, I always say I got to see more. Well, the dude stopped the season and was instantly working back again. He was back there, out there doing stuff again.
He said he had to push himself to stop.
I'm impressed with stuff like that. You know, because let's be real, and as I say it all the time, your tool in football is you. And if you're not taking care of you and taking care of your mind in a position that your mind has to be as keen as anything, he's doing all that. So I have nothing but the belief that he's going to be extremely good this year, next year, the following years, because he puts the work in. You know, he doesn't relax and sit there and just become happy with what he's already done. He's always thinking about what's next. And that's how you have to be. You have to have that constant drive.
Talking with our friend Ben Standig here on the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. You can follow Ben at Ben Standig. Check out the podcast. Check out all his work at The Athletic. Benny, I know you're always working the phones. Where would you say things are with Terry McLaurin and the Commanders?
I mean, my sense from the jump has been they'll figure out a way to get this done. You know, I think Terry wants to be here. Obviously, not only, you know, look, I guarantee he does not want to get away from Jaden Daniels after the mishmash of quarterbacks he's had to deal with most of his career, to have, you know, a young guy like Jaden, and they obviously had a break, you know, not a breakout year, but, you know, 13 touchdowns, easily a career high. You know, he's going to want to continue that. He knows what he's got there.
Yeah.
But, you know, beyond that, you know, he has established himself in the community. He's established himself as a locker room guy. You know, when Adam Peters and Dan Quinn say they know what it means now to be a Commander, well, I don't know how he's not, like, on the poster for what that actually means. So I think eventually this all gets done. I think the only question I might have is, if you look at the guys who are, like, the highest-paid wide receivers in the league, I think it's, like, say, the top 15, the only one who is older than him, it's crazy, I think he's going to be 30 this year, Terry, is Tyreek Hill. All the other guys are a little bit younger, like DK Metcalf, who got paid big money this year. He's like a few years younger. And that might be something that Washington says, hey, yes, you're crushing it, you're great, but like, you know, the age thing, does that factor into his annual salary? Does his side push it back and say, what are you talking about? He's in great shape. He's, you know, age is not an issue here. That might be my only wonder, but you know, that $30 million range, a little above T. Higgins, maybe a little below DK Metcalf, feels to me like that's a pretty natural spot to land, and I imagine they will get that done. But, you know, you never say never, but I'm not worrying about it right now.
Yeah, totally. I think the DK deal is what makes it easy with these receivers is the framework is there. I think the desire by both sides to get it done is there. I think we get to like mid to late August and this gets done. Because the only thing, and I don't think this is who Terry is, but like for a guy with no guaranteed money on their deal going into the last year of a deal, if you get to the regular season, that might be the point where you're like, all right, well, I'm done negotiating now because I got to prove it and then I'm going to the market. I don't think we have to get there. I don't think we have to worry about it. Just kind of my gut.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to me, like, this gets done before training camp, you know, maybe even before mini camp, since that's the mandatory session. But, look, you know, Terry was already with the team early on. He just hasn't been around for these for the on-field work last week. We'll see about –
Right, he's been around plenty.
Right. And you know, look, I think there are other teams in this league where a lot of guys don't show up. Big names don't show up for these – practices, and it's because veterans are like, I don't need all that. I don't. This is voluntary. I don't need.
I mean, we've seen it here, right?
Like, yeah. Do you, as long as they come in shape, who cares?
Yeah, Trent, Sean. I mean, we've seen it here, but we just saw it last week with Do you think Tunsil and Lattimore not being there was anything more than just they're not required to be?
It, exactly. So I don't. You know, yes, there's the contract extension talk hanging over, but yeah, I don't really think it's much of anything. So, you know, again, it's a lot of money, but you know, both sides have to feel comfortable with getting a deal done. But I imagine that's going to happen. And yeah, I really haven't been remotely sweating this. But if you tell me we get, like I said, through minicamp and something isn't done, you know, I would like to see. I would imagine they would like to get it done before training camp to eliminate any kind of distraction. And you know, based on what happened 3 years ago, I feel like that's, you know, probably the way it's going to go.
I tend to agree. I think
3 years ago, I think this group here is way different than that group.
Sure,
bro.
But they still got the deal done with Terry.
They got it done, but I think it'll be worked out better.
I also think Terry, because he's been around for so much of the offseason work that is voluntary, I think he kind of just doesn't want to be around on the media days because he doesn't want to have to potentially answer the questions, honestly.
You know, it could be that, you know, one thing I remember about, you know, a few years ago was, I think it was the Carson Wentz year when he was missing some time. And, you know, that was like, hey, you need this guy in here. Carson Wentz is, you know, there's a lot of questions about him, new quarterback. And, you know, I'm not saying that time away for Terry led to any of the issues that happened during the year. But in this case, he's been around Jaden Daniels. They have a great connection, a great relationship. They both, you know, work extremely hard. So he's already established that. Certainly, you want to have these practices to build on the success you've already had. But there's no worry there in that regard. They know each other, you know. So that's another thing here. Is like it's not. And I don't want to say none of this is a big deal, but it's really not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. He knows the offense. He knows the quarterback. So they'll be fine.
I tend to agree, man. I think we're kind of getting ready here for an exciting fall. Dude, last thing for me, I know you've been back on the fan doing some overtime. How's that been going? You enjoying being back on there? On here, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get jealous. You know, you guys have each other to bounce things off, and I'll have the board op to help. But, like, you know, it is a little daunting, I'm not going to lie, to do a solo show. Like, if I do my solo podcast solo, I can delete the whole thing and nobody's hearing it live here. Of course, you got to, like, keep it going. And, you know, there's a little of excitement with that. And, yeah, I had a lot of fun yesterday. I did it, talked a lot of Commanders, talked some Wizards, NBA draft, NFL at large. So, yeah, man, I enjoy it. If you, you know, if you guys are ever on vacation, you know, hit me up. I'll happily step in.
Jeff is always available. So if you need Jeff, just let us know and we'll get you his number.
Yeah, deal. Yeah, no, it's been fun. I enjoy it.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow, right? Back out there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm fascinated. Forget Terry. I want to see if Marshawn Lattimore's out there. I need to see his hamstrings. I need to see him going to feel better about him. But, yes, other than that, I will be out there and looking forward to it.
I think as far as actual football conversation, that's probably
the biggest story.
The most relevant. Yep. Yeah. All right, bud. We appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Thanks guys. See ya.
Thank you, man.
That is Ben Standig from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at Ben Standig. At 1 o'clock, Mark Zuckerman will join the program, talk some Nats baseball. Nobody go anywhere.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
067, The Fan, live. Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament, 1757 Golf Tournament. If you enjoy your freedom, and you should, thank a veteran. Support the Purple Heart Foundation. For more information, go to purpleheartfoundation.org. I have a simple question. Unfortunately, on this program, often simple questions become hotly debated topics.
Really?
Yeah. All right, B. Landfill, are you available? Yes?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Today is June 3rd.
Turd.
Commander's first game is Sunday, September 7th against the Giants. How many days away is the Commander's first game? How many days away are we until watching Commander's football?
3 months. And a few days.
So I want to post these pictures of the player's number with how many days it is.
96 days.
96 now.
So is 96 days September 6th and then we're one day away? Or is it 96 days
September? 96 days till the day that
the answer is 96 days. Today you post the player wearing number 96.
Okay, I like that. Now, should we discuss any 96s come to mind? Was Cofield, he wear 96? What number did Wilkinson wear?
Dan Wilkinson? Dan yeah. was like a big 98 or 99.
Maybe a 92? I want to say Cofield. What did Ricky Jean Francois wear?
I don't know. Cornelius Griffin?
Okay. I remember big Cornelius Griffin.
Trayvon Hester?
Yeah, go with Cornelius Griffin.
Lamont Hollandquest?
Lamont Hollandquest.
Jalen Holmes.
Jalen Holmes currently wearing 96.
Parnell McPhee.
I believe that Bruce signed him from the Cowboys and was very excited. And didn't really work out.
Cofield did wear it.
Cofield did? That might be my guy. That's the one that came to mind.
Rich Owens. Norrell Pollard.
So are we confident in 96 being the accurate
James Smith Williams.
Yes.
Okay. I'm feeling Barry Cofield.
I like Cope.
I could be talked into Kimia Watu.
Who?
Big fella that was here for like five games.
No, we're not doing that.
All right, Barry Cofield officially? All right,
If I'm looking at all the people that wore number 96, I would guess these are just telling you the amount of games they played, these numbers. Cornelius Griffin may play more games than the number.
Cornelius Griffin was in Washington for 5 seasons. Cofield was 3 seasons. All right, I'm going to tweet this out. You have a vote, B. Do you pick Griffin or Cofield?
Whoever you choose, man.
Landfill?
It's 96 in Burgundy and Gold. That's all that matters.
Griffin.
Okay. Cornelius Griffin was a unit. Do we want to make some guesses on what he was listed at?
Nah.
I got him 6'1", 315.
I go 6'4", 303.
6'3", 310 per the listing.
That show you that all this stuff is crazy. Pro Football Reference is 6'4", 303. Everything, we just put out 3 different numbers.
Yeah, man, you never know what you're going to get.
Once you get over 300, just say 6 plus 300 something.
That's a big fella. all right, folks. Rest easy. We are Cornelius Griffin days away from Commanders football.
Let's go, baby.
When we come back, we're talking Nats baseball. Mark Zuckerman, Masson Sports, will join the program.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.